Betty Jo Tucker already in the switchboard room listening in. Darn computers and technology. Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Also check out her writings, her poems, and Cake, a Love Story on Amazon based on her life. You can watch it there. Okay, what else I got going on? I got people, let's see. I am looking for Gordon. Has something for me to announce here? What do we got, Gordon? Okay. Gordon wants me to announce Rhonda Hanson to be featured at Women of a Certain Age Comedy Showcase, New York City, December 5th. All right. That's a very good show. Check it out. Go to womenofacertainage.com. Okay. It's hosted by Carol Montgomery. For the dates and show times, that's November. No, it's December 5th. Okay. Sorry, a little choking there, but let's get right on to the show.
Hi, I'm Nancy Lombardo. Would you like to do something special this Christmas? Me too. So this Christmas, instead of sponsoring some silly little third world child, why not sponsor me, Nancy Lombardo, an American? For just pennies a day, barely the cost of a cup of Prozac, you can be my sponsor. Just imagine what your money can do for me. With your help, I can afford new headshots, resumes, voice lessons, demo reels, and the much-needed psychiatric help my friends have been joking about behind my back. Think about it. You can save me, Nancy Lombardo, an American, or some anonymous foreign kid who will probably just grow up to overthrow our government. I think the choice is simple, America. Don't you?
Just a little bit of fun there. Okay. All righty. okay. I love this song with Bob Hope and Bing Crosby. Let's look at how it goes.
Yes? No?
You won't say yes and you won't say no. You let my poor heart pound. But you smile at me and around I go on the merry-go-run around. You build me up till the sky seems low, then plop, I hit the ground. But you hold my hand and around I go on the merry-go-round around. When a friend says to me, where the heck are you bound? What the deuce can I say? Just around and around and around. You won't say leave and you won't say whoa. I've tried to get unwound, but you kiss me once and around I go on the merry-go-round around.
Oh, you won't say yes and you won't say no. You let my poor heart pound, but you smile at me and around I go on a merry-go-round. You build me up till the sky seems low, then plop, I hit the ground. But you hold my hand and around I go on a merry-go-round.
Dumbo,
why do you cut into my scene?
Please, I'm singing.
Singing? You'll never go any place with your singing. You can't even cry.
I may have a nervous breakdown in this spot.
Have one up in the tree, will you?
Yes, I'll say hello to your relatives.
You won't say leave and you won't say whoa. But you kiss me once and around I go on the merry-go-round.
I won't say yes and I won't say no. I let your poor heart pound, but you smile at me and around I go on the merry-go-round.
You build us up till the sky seems low, then plop, I hit the ground. But you hold our hand and around we go on the merry-go-round. When a friend says to me, where the heck are you bound? What the deuce can I say? Just around and around and around. You won't say leave and you won't say whoa.
Always fun. Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Always a great show. Check it out. I love the Goons. Before Monty Python, there were the Goons.
There's somebody in. We must evacuate them at once. Right, sir. I'll knock. Lieutenant, I'll knock. I'm senior to you.
Hi, sir.
Remember, I'm a guards officer.
Yes, sir.
Now lift me up to the knocker. Right?
Hop! Knock away, sir.
Speak up, Minnie. Quick!
Was that you knocking again?
Yes, you.
Well, I've answered the door once to you already.
Well, it's a urgent, you gentlemen.
Could you stop knocking again? Because my Aunt Bannister wishes to have words with me.
Oh, well, tell her I haven't got all night.
Minnie? He says that he hasn't got all night. What is your name, sir?
Captain Siegel.
Captain Siegel.
I'm sorry, I've never heard of him.
She's sorry, she's never heard of him.
This is Madeline. This is Michael. Good night. She's angry at everything she sees. She can't express one goddamn thing. Turns the telly on, forgets the pain. Sits back, goes more insane. And she's all bottled up when her tires are turning around. And she's all bottled up, and the world keeps spinning around. She's all bottled up, and she's feeling rough. She feels a deep, deep urge inside. She has no guts to just go outside. Thinks someone else can do her work. It's up to her to resolve her quirks. And she's all bottled up when her tires are turning around. And she's all bottled up, and the world keeps spinning around. She's all bottled up, and she's feeling rough. She has her own answers, but she won't change. She's about to explode, cause she likes to wait. She's all bottled up.
Upstairs to the downstairs, our daffy little friend, Joan Rivers.
I almost didn't come out tonight because I'm backstage shortening my skirt. And every time I shorten my skirt, you know, you have to shorten it again because of the dumb style. I don't know if you're aware of it, but do you know that skirts are going up, which is great if you're tall and thin. But if you're short and squat like me, you can just forget it, you know that. They're going up. Do you know they're going up now 10 inches above the knee? Did you read that? 10 inches above the knee? What if you're short? What if you don't have 10 inches? What are you going to do? You know whose fault it is? It's Twiggy's fault. You know that. Did you see our measurements? 31? And she has a broad back. Did you see that? 31, 22, 32. 31! What about all those years I stood around gym class going like that? And my husband Edgar thinks she's attractive. That's what killed me. He said, take a look at Twiggy's legs. Are they something? You bet they are something. Like two sticks. Did you ever see legs like that? Oh, Twiggy, get me an olive. I can't. I'll tell you, the way the today, I'm glad I'm married, because if I was single, I could never get married looking like this, you know? And I feel sorry for any single girl today. The styles and the whole society is not the single girls, you know that. Single men, yes. A man, he's single, he's so lucky. A boy on a date, all he has to be is clean and able to pick up the check. He's a winner. You know that. Or a man can call up anybody in the whole world. You know that? Hello, I saw your name in the locker room. I thought I'd give you a quick call. A girl can't call. Girl, you have to wait for the phone to ring, right? And when you finally go on the date, the girl has to be well-dressed. The face has to look nice. The hair has to be in shape. The girl has to be the one that's bright and pretty, intelligent, a good sport. Howard Johnson's again. Hooray, hooray. Excuse me. A girl, you're 30 years old. You're not married. You're an old maid. A man, he's 90 years old. He's not married. He's a catch. It's a whole different thing. Bring him along. He's 98. Bring him. He's dead. Bring him. We'll prop him. Just bring him. We'll say he's quiet. I know what I'm speaking about, because my mother had two of us at home that weren't, as the expression goes, moving. And I don't ask. I'm from a little town called Larchmont, where if you're not married, if you're a girl, and you're over 21, you're better off dead. It's that simple, you know? And I was the last girl in Larchmont. Do you know how that feels? Sitting around my mother's house, 21, 22, 24, having a good time, living, eating candy bars, enjoying myself, but single. And the neighbors would come over and they'd say to my mother, how's Joan? Still not married? And my mother would say, if she were alive. You know how that hurts? When you're sitting right there? When I was 21, my mother said, only a doctor for you. When I was 22, she said, all right, a lawyer, CPA. 24, she said, we'll grab a dentist. 26, she said, anything. If he could make it to the door, he was mine, you know? What do you mean you don't like him? He's intelligent. He found the bell himself. What do you want? Anybody that came to my house was it. Oh, Joan, there's the most attractive young man down here with a mask and a gun. Anything that Joan is. It's true. And I'm with my husband. What do you think? My father's a doctor, and he figured if they educate the lump, she'll get married, you know? And my father's a very bright man, a lot smarter than a lot of these guys that run around with degrees. And if you think... through the heart. If you think it's easy for a doctor to get some money together for a college education, do you know how hard my father had to work? Do you know how many phony operations he had to perform? Do you think it's easy to convince a 92-year-old man he needs his tonsils out? Huh? They educated me. Do you think education helped? Not at all. Education didn't help me find a husband, and once I found him, it's not helping my marriage. I went to Barnard College. I have a BA in philosophy. Do you think that helps me? Do you think that helps me, philosophy, so I can go to the butcher and prove the meat doesn't exist? It doesn't help me. Do you think that helps? Calculus? Calculus. I had to have a tutor for calculus so I can walk into a room and figure out the length. You know how you figure out the length of a room? It's 7 inches longer than your vacuum cleaner cord. That's how long a room is. They educate women, and then they say to us, go get married. It's a lot of hugging and kissing. It's a lot of cleaning. Yes, cleaning. You hear that, balcony? I keep a nice house. You'll come over afterwards, you'll see. Believe me, it's lovely. You know, very neat. I tie rags to my legs. I run around dusting. But I hate housework. It's futile. You dust, you make the bed. 2 weeks later, you got to start again. You know, it's never over. Cooking, you think it's fun to cook? What if you can't cook? They never taught me to cook in college. They said your mother will teach you. What if your mother's a lousy cook, huh? I was brought up on radio dinners. What am I supposed to do? And my husband, Edgar, is selfish. cloth and basted. Then I'll do it. Jewish, great with chicken soup. Chicken soup, it runs in their genes, you know? Yes, yes, also the recipe's in the front of our prayer book. But, or the back if you're conservative, but it's just not. However, I have two recipes I'd like to leave you with tonight, which I have found to be delicious. One, TV dinners. Has anyone tried those? They're very tasty now that I've learned to warm them up. Really good. And the second is chocolate cake, which I always keep around the house because it doesn't show the dirt. Just perfect. Bring it right out.
Tell all of you, and particularly those of you out around Detroit, when are you open out there? May 12th?
May 12th, yes.
Fine. Well, if you're just half as big a hit as you are every time you're on our show, you'll be the sensation of motordom.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah, that was Joan Rivers. Very good. What should we go out on? I've got 7 minutes here. Oh, boy. Don't forget Betty Jo Tucker movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. All right. I think we need a song for today. It's kind of cold. It's kind of cold day, right? Yeah. Well, what do we got going on here? Let's see. Okay. I got 6 minutes. Okay. Let me see what I have there. Oh, don't forget, December 16th, 3 to 5 p.m., I'll be in a show with Kathy Burke, The Tenpenny Show, at Coney Island Baby. That's on Avenue A, 169 Avenue A, I believe. And it's going to be a great show with a great lineup of comedians. So you want to check that out. That's an upcoming show, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Okay, trying to find the right timing for the right fit here. It's never easy, is it? No, it's not. Anyway, especially when your computer is running slow. So let's just keep it going. And what do we got here? Oh, of course, let's see. Well, it's Carrozza time because I got to play my show. It wouldn't be Carrozza. But I love this song here. All right, Betty Jo. It should be a movie. I know it.
Cheese and eggs. Holy schmoly, it's early. My poor legs, get your butts out of bed. Curds and whey, I've a very good price today. If there's someone who cannot pay, you can put it on layaway. What's that smell? What an odious odor. I can't tell. Is it coming from me? No! What's that smell? It is coming from everywhere. Smells like sewage and burning hair. Something treacherous fills the air.
Good morning, Theobald.
Morning, Dr. Bickerstaff.
This morning, Theobald, I'd like an extra pint of...
What's that smell? Oh, thank goodness it's not just me. Rings a bell like fermented gangrene. Don't smell swell.
Catastrophic and gloomy.
Sort of like you touch to. A smell, it's a feeling, it's all.
on my soul sends my memory reeling.
What's that smell? It is waking my baby. Smell that smell, worse than diapers and puke.
What's doing? All is well, well, except for that essence. Let's not dwell on the rancid and rank. I've searched well, there's not been a slime, nor are corpses decayed.
My soul.